재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 오늘은 11월 18일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. Let's figure out what happened on this day in history by going through the archives from the past. 오늘 제목이 이렇습니다. 태풍 감귤 생산량 마저 잘못 짚어 큰 혼란 제주도. From 1989, the title says, Abundant harvest, as well as incorrect production number of tangerines, are causing great confusion in Jeju Island. 1989년에 나온 기사인데요. Let's break down this article just a bit. 태풍이라는 단어는 abundant harvest. This is the root word that comes from the 소중태자에서 나온 태풍이죠. So once again, the small, the medium, the large, it's a huge harvest is what we're talking about. 감귤은 tangerine, mandarin이죠. 생산량 is the number of production. So 생산 is production and 량 is how we count the amount or the number of something. 마저 means even or as well, or it could even be the rest, like, oh, 마저 먹어, eat the rest. 마저 잘못 짚어, to make the wrong assumption, make the wrong guess. 큰 혼란, big, great confusion, 이라고 하는데요. So while Jeju tangerines recorded the largest crop in the history of cultivation in the year of 1989, farmers were actually struggling to deal with a certain problem. Now, this was because the distribution system was disrupted by different statistics from the Jeju authorities, the National Agricultural Cooperative Federation, the 농업협동조합, the 농협이라고 하죠, and the Farmers Guidance Organization. So what actually happened was all of them counted different numbers. The number of crops estimated to have increased by 30% from the previous year. But in November of 1989, tangerines poured out during the harvest season and each 농협 in the village began to have accumulated the tangerines. So what did Jeju do? They decided to consume these tangerines with processed goods or by commercial sales and using them in other products as well. So the government started an emergency meeting and they found out that there was around 230,000 tons of statistical disparities and they were busy trying to deal with the issue. 한글로는 동분서주하다라고 할 수 있는데요, where you're running around and trying to deal with this problem. So the farmers criticized the authorities saying it was your fault because there was such a drop in tangerine quality as well. Wouldn't you hate to be the person in charge of this issue? Because of you, there was two distinct problems. Jeju had small tangerines, 소과라고 하죠, small crop that should have actually been filtered out, but they were included into the fruit baskets because, well, there was not enough labor, not enough hands to help people out, which led to a low quality in the tangerines that were produced. And then that would mean since there's so much, there was an abundance, 30 to 40% of the price was decreased the same period compared to last year. So that's terrible news that happened in 1989. And we want to know what kind of fruit do you usually eat these days? Sometimes it's difficult to get the best quality fruits. 여러분은 요즘 어떤 과일 많이 드시는지 알려주세요. #1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원, 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍으로 댓글 알려주세요. We'll give you guys with another song. Here is The Orange Fields, Charmed Life. We were talking earlier about typos and 오타라고 하는데요. 9158님, 회사 중요 공직분에서 뭐 공식 문서에 부침을 불임으로 잘못 썼었어요. 부침 1, 2가 불임 1, 2가 돼서 아찔했었어요. 유유. 글씨체도 그렇고 노트북 화면이 너무 작아서 안 보였는데 인쇄 전에 발견해서 다행이었습니다. 라고 보냈어요. 맞아요. 한글 같은 경우에는 특히나 오타가 쉽게 나올 수 있을 것 같아요. 왜냐면 그 밑에 리을이랑 티극 같은 경우에는 멀리서 보면 비슷하잖아요. 그래서 받침이 좀 어려워요. I think there's more of a chance to have typo errors in Korean because the characters could look very familiar if you're typing in such a small screen. Geraldine BS says, first time in this radio. Nice music, nice voice. Watermelon, talking about fruits now. Yeah, but I think watermelon is such a seasonal fruit. 여름에 많이 드시잖아요, 수박 같은 경우에는. So, 겨울엔 약간 안 어울리는 것 같아요. It's very seasonal. I feel like you can eat it just a few times in a year. XONCT says, bananas, you just gotta love them. 근데 바나나 같은 경우에도, 예를 들면, 뭘 섞어도 뭐 스트로베리나 아니면 뭐 블루베리나 같이 섞어도 그냥 바나나 맛이에요. 그런 거 있잖아요. Because it's so strong. 저 같은 경우에는 쿠키를 엄청 맛있게 베이크를 했었거든요. 그래서 그 타퍼웨어 그 박스 안에 집어넣고 바나나 옆에만 뒀는데도 그 냄새가 배더라고요. So we couldn't eat the cookies because it was just chocolate chip cookies that smelled like bananas, even if it was covered with the Tupperware. My goodness. June Kim also says, bananas, tangerines, I love softened persimmon too. 맞아요. 꽃감이라고 하죠. The soft persimmons that are in season right now. 가을 과일이라고 할 수 있을 것 같아요. Comes often in the autumn season. 저 같은 경우에는 durian has become more and more popular here in Korea as well. I've been seeing a few markets and stores selling this tropical fruit. 근데 멀리서 수업을 하니까, 수입을 하니까 엄청 비싸잖아요. 두리안 하나에 한 10만 원도 넘는 그런 가게도 있는데요. So I didn't really think about it again because it was very expensive, over $100. Then I randomly went to a grocery store a few months ago and I saw one for sale for 3만 원, $30. So 바로 샀죠. 너무 기쁘게, 너무 기분 좋게 먹었는데요. 원래 참외만 한동안 먹었는데 너무 많이 먹으니까 이제 약간 질려버리더라고요. I used to love the Korean yellow melons, but like any fruit, if you keep eating it, then you get tired of it. But I actually like any different types of fruits that I can get my hands on. It's always good to have fruits, even as desserts, even though you're not supposed to. But in Korean culture, 약간 후식으로 드시잖아요. 과일 같은 경우에는. Well, in any case, enough of tangerines and the past headlines. It's time to stay current with Headline Korean. Away from the past and on to the present, time to stay current with Headline Korean. 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간이죠. The article for today is about long underwear. 오늘 기사의 주제는 내복에 대한 내용인데요. 제목이 이렇습니다. 빨간 내복은 첨단 섬유 기술 때문에 탄생했다. Red innerwear was born because of advanced fiber technology. Interesting news that has come out recently. So we know the color 빨간색, red, 빨간 내복. And we can translate it to underwear, but if you talk about underwear, then you think panties and things like that. So maybe an appropriate translation could be thermals or innerwear that you would use in the winter season, in cold winter months. 첨단 기술 would mean advanced technology. 섬유 is fiber, and we can say 섬유 기술 때문에, because of that 첨단 기술 fiber, because of that reason, the 빨간 내복 was born, 탄생했다. So at one time, these underclothes, these undergarments, the innerwear, it was perceived as just innerwear thermals for senior citizens, for the older generation. If you're old, then you want to keep warm. And it wasn't necessarily like a fashion statement or anything. But nowadays, there's so many different designs, so many different functions. They've gotten really fancy. There's a photogenic heating element. 한글로 광발열이라고 하죠. It kind of absorbs the light coming from photosynthesis. It's very fancy indeed. But if we take a look back in the 1960s, thick undergarments in winter were really necessary because it's not like we had the Ondur system like we do now. There was no central heating, right? And also the mass production and distribution of these synthetic fibers at the time became possible and underwear became very popular, these thermals. And in particular, we should know that red underwear is a very big cultural aspect in Korea because it's kind of a symbol that means it would chase away bad energy, negative vibes, and it would also wish a long life. So usually, if you get a first job, your first salary would be for your parents' red thermal innerwear. That would be a gift that you would give your mom and dad from your first salary. That's how big of a culture this is. But the red color wasn't just a thing. It didn't just come to be because it was, you know, romantic or anything, but it was made because of the limitations of the dyeing technology at the time. They tried a lot of colors, but they couldn't dye it properly compared to the red color that could be dyed without any problems, and there was no drain after washing or anything like that. So that's how this red underwear was born. Interesting history lesson today. Do you guys wear long underwear or innerwear, thermals, whatever you want to call it, in the winter season? If you do, how often do you wear them? Leave a comment on the TBS EFM's YouTube live stream. 여러분은 겨울에 내복 자주 입으시나요? 얼마나 자주 입으시는지 알려주세요. Sharp 1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. You can also find us on YouTube live streaming. Leave us your comments there. We'll leave you guys with a song. Here is Red Velvet, Would You?
Oh, yeah. 자꾸 마주치